Okay, Rabbi Yisai. Today's daf is daf Pei Dalet in Masecht Chulin. We're holding at the very top of the Omid, V'lifrakinu V'lichsinhu. And just to get back into the sugya, let's just remember quickly what we learned yesterday. On Pei Gimel Omid Beis, we started the brand new Perek, Perek Kisui Hadam. And on the third line of the Mishnah, it said that Kisui Hadam is Noyig B'chulin, but not by Mukdoshin, not by Kodshim. And the Gemara said, why isn't it Noyheg B'kodshim? And the Gemara said, is because, how are we going to do it? We have, if you will, mechanical problems. In other words, theoretically, yes, there would be a din of Kisui Hadam B'kodshim, but we got problems with the mechanics. And that is, because to do proper Kisui Hadam, you have to have what we would call a sandwich, which means you have to have offer on the bottom, you have the dam on top, and then you cover that with another layer of offer. And the problem is, if you want to go and do kodshim, the Beis HaMikdash, the only kodshim that this is referring to is only oifois, because there's no din of kisui hadam by behemoth. So you're talking about either the oilas oif or the chatas oif. And the chatas oif and oilas oif, as you know, there's a very, very minimal amount of dam. So you don't have zrika like you have by behemoths. You have only the hazor sadam or the mitzi adam, depending whether it's a chatas oif or the oilas oif. And you're supposed to do that al kir hamizbeach. Okay, so since it's got to go on the mizbeach, how do you have offer lamata? So maybe you're going to go and tell me, well, I'll put offer on the mizbeach prior to doing my hazor and my mitzui, and then therefore I'll have the offer, and then the blood from the hazor mitzui, and then on top of that I'll put another layer of offer. But that's problematic, says Igmar, because if you're going to leave the offer there permanently and attach it to the mizbeach, you're going to be over on the, well, not you're going to be over, but you're going to be moisif on binyan. And there's a pasuk that the Gemara quotes from time to time from Divrei Yomim, that Hakol b'chsov miyad Hashem olai hiskel, that when David HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash, it was all based on blueprints that he got from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from Kav Yoch. So you have no right to go make any changes, amendments, additions, subtractions, etc. Elamai, you're just going to leave the offer there temporarily, says Igmar, that's going to be a chatzitza, because the blood is supposed to reach the mizbeach and not reach the offer before it hits the mizbeach. In other words, it's a chatzitza in between the mizbeach and the dam. So that cannot be. What's that eitzah? Let the dam go and dry up on the kira mizbeach. After that's over, let's go ligrarei. Ligrarei means to go and scrape it off. And let it, therefore, put in other words, offer on the ground, scrape off the blood, put that scraped off blood and put it onto that offer on the ground, and then cover that up with another layer of offer. And the Gemara brings a raya from a Mishnah later on in our parak, that if you have dam sha'al hasakin, when you're shechting, for instance, a tzvi outside the Beis HaMikdash, and you have blood that dries up on the sakin, then you are megararit. You have to go and scrape it off the sakin and cover it up. So you can do the same thing over here too. Says Imari, absolutely right. And therefore, kodshim is beach, there is a din of kisei adam, and do the greira, and you're right. I say the Mishnah chulin avloy mukdoshin. Says Imari, that's talking about kodshim bedek abayis. Kodshim bedek abayis means that I am makdish, for instance, an oif, or for that matter, a tzvi. A makdisha to bedek abayis, and then what happens is, could be makdisha chicken to bedek abayis. So now, what the gizbar is supposed to do is supposed to go and sell it. But instead of selling it, what happens if I or somebody else went and took that oif and shechted it? And guess what happens now? Now there's a din of kisui ha-dam. So up into the Mishnah, no, you don't do any kisui ha-dam in such a circumstance. Why not? Because the Vayal Mishnah is going according to Reb Shimon. And Reb Shimon says, shchita she'en r'uya lav shmo shchita, like we had already a couple of blad ago in Oysa v'Espenoi. Since Reb Shimon holds shchita she'en, why is this a shchita she'en r'uya? Because since this oif, or the tzvi, belongs to the Bedek Abayis, so by definition, it's osir, osir ba'noah. If you go and use it for your own personal purposes, you're being moil, a dinam me'ilah. is a chashchita she'ena ruya, because it's not right to go and eat. You're not allowed to do the shchita in the first place. Shchita she'ena ruya lav shmo shchita. That's why there would not be a din of kisei adam. Break the mara top of pei dalar mud aleph. Fine, you shechted it. You should not have shechted it. But lifrakinu v'lechthinu. Let's do a pigeon right now. The chicken has already been geshachten. You shouldn't have, but you shechted it. Now go and be poided. How much is a dead chicken worth? $2, $5, $20, whatever the value is. And go and be poided. Now it's going to become chulin. Oh, now I'm allowed to have hanno'ah from it. V'lechthinu, let's go and do the pigeon right now. And therefore, let's go and you'll have an eitzah of even by kodshe perikabayis to go and do pidyon. Tosis asks, I don't understand how you have helped. After all, the Mishnah says that there's no din of kisei adam bin mukdoshin. And you're saying mukdoshin means kodshe perikabayis. Once you're poided, it's no longer mukdoshin. It's now back to chulin again. So what have you accomplished? Anyway, that's the top Tosis ayin sham. Good. Says the Gemara, so Vaita, why don't I go and say be poide the koche bede kabais after the shchita and now do a kisi adam? Everything more be'in ha mod varocha. You have to go and do a mod varocha. Anytime you want to go and do a pidyon, you have to mod varocha. What means a mod varocha? It means you have to stand up, in this case the chicken, and do a rocha and then figure out and assess the valuation, value this chicken, what it's worth. And since you can no longer stand this chicken up because the chicken is dead, geshachten, so it's impossible to be poyder. Zoktimor kum techois, our Mishnah is combining two shitois. The shita of Remeir, ukeman. Ik Remeir ha-omer hakol hi-bechlal ha-modav ha-rocho. Remeir is the one that holds everything needs ha-modav ha-rocho. What means everything? So Rashi points out six, seven lines into the narrow lines. Echad kodshe mizbeach shenofel behem mum. In other words, those are psuli hamakdoshin, a bal mum, that you have to have a mudav aracha. Echad kodshe berikabais. Oh, and our berikabais also requires ha mudav aracha. Ah, Ijokti Gemara, we are saying that our Mishnah is talking about kodshe berikabais, as opposed to kodshe mizbeach, and kodshe berikabais, we have to combine two shitois, one shita of Remeir, one shita of Reb Shimon, to say that you cannot do kisei adam. Why? Because Zuktimor Ukiman, who is the Tan of our Mishnah? If the Mishnah is going to Kuntra Medium, and that's why you said a moment ago, that's why you cannot do the pidyon, and that's why you cannot do kisei adam. Why can't you do kisei adam? Because it was a shchita she'ena ru'uya. Why was the shchita she'ena ru'uya? Because you weren't able to eat from it, because it was asr ba'no, it was kodshei perikabayis. Oh, m'shchita n'shuri sh'mon shchita. The melee shitasi hold the shchita she'ena ru'uya is a good shchita. How do I know that? Says Rashi, we'll see the mechem on tomorrow's blood. Ha'shoich v'nim tistreifa chayiv l'chasis. If you shechted an animal, you found out that it's a treifa after the shchita. It still needs kisei. When I say an animal, we're not talking about the behemoth, we're talking about a chaya or an oif. Now, why do you have to do the kisei adam? Aye, it's shchita she'en ruya. Shchita she'en ruya shmo shchita. Aha. Okay. If that's the case, what's the problem in our Mishnah? Even though this was kodshei bedekabayis, and someone shechted it, but if he shechted it and he did a good job in shchita, it's shchita. Aye, you tell me shchita she'en ruya because you can't eat it. According to Rameir, Shchita Shein Ruya, Shmo Shchita. So therefore, right, according to Rameir, we should be able to have Kisei Adam by Kodshi Berikabais. Elamai Yikar B'Shemin, Tiyom Shchita Shein Ruya, Loi Shmo Shchita. He's the one that says, Shchita Shein Ruya is not a good Shchita, and that's why in our case it's not a good Shchita, and that's the reason why you part from Kisei Adam. But let's go do Lifrakinu V'Lechzinu. So you're going to tell me, no, you can't go and be poided because you need a mod of aracha. Ha'amar, Reb Shimon says, lo yehoi b'chlal a mod of aracha. The only ones that require a mod of aracha are kodshi mizbeach shenofu behem mum, but not kodshi bedek abayis, some amon of shech. Why can't our Mishnah say that there's a din of kisei adam by kodshi bedek habayis? You're going to tell me because the shchita of kodshi bedek habayis, the shchita she'en ru'uya, that's only according to Reb Shimon. According to Reb Shimon, lefrakinu velechsinu, because you don't need hamada varacha. Elamai, no. Our mission is going good. Remeir, stop mission. Remeir, you need hamada varacha. Yeah, but according to Remeir, you don't have the problem in the first place, because hashchita she'en ruya shma shchita. As long as you fulfilled and performed all the hilchah shchita the way you're supposed to, it's a good shchita, even though you cannot eat from it. So ibazoi, there should be a requirement of kisi hadam. Every moment of Yosef Rebbe, Venosef Aliba to Tanoi, our Tanav, our Mish is not Remeir, and it's not Reb Shimon, it's Rebbe. And Rebbe himself paskind in Hilcha Samod of Arocha like Remeir, and he paskind by Hilcha Shchit Shener Uya like Reb Shimon. Shchit Shener Uya Savalok Reb Shimon, but Arocha Savalok Remeir. So that's Teretz number one. Viva Yisema Kul Reb Shimon, then missing the whole Mishnah goes according to Reb Shimon. Ah, it's going according to Reb Shimon, so even though it was a shechita she'ena ru'uya, let's be poide lefrakinu v'lechsinu. Every the Gemara v'shani yoch the amakra v'shach v'chisa. The full pasuk is ish ish mnei yisrael menagir agor v'soicham ashi yotzu tzeit chaya oy oy fashe yiyoch v'shofach es domoy v'chisahu v'ofar. So after the shvicha sadam, meaning after the shechita v'chisahu, do a kisui mishenem achusa v'shvicha v'kisui. We're talking about only those types of shechitos. The right after the shechita, you can do a kisi adam. Yotzeh comes to exclude shemachusah shvicha pediyah v'kisoy. In our case, where after the shvicha, you cannot do a kisi adam yet. You first have to do a pidyon. Oh, the other Torah was not machayiv. Kisi. Kisi is only if it comes directly smack right after shechita. However, if there's a pidyon in between, the Torah was not machayiv. Once we've come on to this teretz, then we can go back to the way we learned originally, that our mission is talking about kodshe mizbeach, not kodshe bedek habayis. I feel the time, kodshe mizbeach. Why by kodshe mizbeach cannot there be a din of kisui? So we said, there is a din of kisui. How is a din of kisui? You're going to do shchita, gereira, and kisui. So tomorrow, kodshe mizbeach, mishen mechusa l'shvicha v'kisui, yotzeh mechusa shvicha, Kureira v'kisoy. So according to this teretz of the Gemara, Einachanami, we can go back to our original pshat, that chulin avaloy mekdashin, you don't do kisei adam by kodshim mizbeach. Why not? Well, like we said before, if you're going to put offer on the mizbeach, and you leave it there permanently, you're going to be oivra being moisef ala binyan. If you're going to leave it there temporarily, it's going to be a problem of a chatzitza. If you're going to go and do with greater, the Torah says, right after the shvicha has to be the kisui. Misha mechuser, shvicha greater v'kisui. That being the case, that's why kodshim, there's no din of kisui hada. So you don't have to say it's talking about kodshe, but it kabayis, you can say it's talking kodshe mizbeah. Remember the din of kisi adam is only by chay or oifois, and therefore dashi imor metahekish, ma chay ain't a kodesh, just like chay. There is no din of kachim. Every time a chaya, by definition, is chulin. It's not roy to be brought for a karm. Oif ain't a kodesh. So oif, the same halacha applies, that the Torah is referring to chulin, just like chaya must be referring to chulin, because there's no kachim mizbeach by chaya. So oif is also referring to chulin, because there's no kachim, even though there is kachim mizbeach, but a hekish chaya to oif, so we're talking about chulin. Chulin, only by chulin, not by kachim. Pretty much my chayish in bimina kodesh. Af oif she'en bimina kodesh. Oif to turn bin yoyne she'esh bimina kodesh. Maybe I should go and say that just like by chayis, no chayah can be kodshim mizbeach. So too, we're talking about oifis that no oif can be kodshim mizbeach. Lohoitzi turn bin yoyne that can be kodshim mizbeach. And so therefore, since they can be kodshim mizbeach, they should be potter from the din kisui. Not only when they're brought for kodshim, says Rashi, but even when they're chulin, there should be an exclusion based on the sekish, that the only din of kisedam applies to chayis and oifis that cannot become kodesh, but toyim b'niyodah which can become kodesh. Maybe there's no din of kisedam even when they're chulin. Evdim oloi kechayah. We make taka the drosha hekish. Chay to oif, just like chay my chay loy chalak to ba, just like by chayis we didn't make any distinctions, and we said that all of them are mechuyev in kisei adam because they cannot go and have kedusha. Half oif, the same thing applies to all oifis. There is always kisei adam, as long as they are chulin. Once they become kachim, that's already a different story. So you do need kisei adam. So the ma'is oifis, there is no din of kisei adam by kachim according to this teretz. The reason why there's no din of kisei adam because we're learning chaya to oif. However, we're not making an exclusion for terem b'nei yoina, but rather we're saying just like by all chayis across the board, you always have kisei adam. Also, oifis across the board, you always have kisei adam when it is chulin, because we're learning oifis dumya dechay, just like chayis are always chulin. Also, all oifis whilst they are chulin, same halach applies. Okay, put that to that here. Nushtekel. Amale Yaakov mino ol rafa. Yaakov the min means the apikoyres. Toisis in Sechtes Avodah Zarah and Daf Yud Zayin says that he was an apikoyres. This Yaakov mino, and he asked Rava the following shayda. Kaimelan. Shteitach basi. By the way, as you all know, the word min, according to many, is Rosh Tevis me anshe Yeshu Natsri or me talmide Yeshu Natsri. So this min apparently was a learned individual, and he asked Rava Kaimelan. We learned already a few blad ago, back on Daf Ayin Aleph, that Chai is Bechal Behema, and Behema is Bechal Chaya, based on two psukim that the Gemara brought. What were the two psukim? Let's take a quick look. Ayin Aleph, Omer Aleph. It says one pasuk, Zoysa Behema Asher Toichelu, Shor Seik Sovim Veseh Izim, Ayol Tzvi V'yachmur. So I know that Chai is Bechal Behema. Then he also have another pasuk. So it's a chay asher toichlu mikol habehema asher al ored kol mafreses parsa v'shisa shesa shtei frosos. So it says so it's a chay asher toichlu mikol habehema. So we have one pasuk that says behema is b'chal chay, one pasuk that says chay b'chal behema. The Gemara over there said, what do we learn one from the other? We learn the gabi hil chesimonim and harbo, etc. Like we had already a couple of days ago, or actually 11 days ago. Anyway, since Chai is Bechal Behem, Behem is Bechal Chai, afraid the Gemara, Kayim Halo and Chai Bechal Behem and Lesimonim. L'moshel, if I want to determine whether a Chai is a kosher Chai, a non-kosher Chai, I look for the exact same Simonim as you have by Behema. What are the Simonim by Behema? It's got to be Maligera and Mafres Parsa. So the same thing should apply, Eima, and the same thing applies to Chai. Kosher Chayis are also the same thing, Maligera, and mafrise parsa. That just like it said in the pasuk that oich chaya oy oif, there's a din of kisei adam. Maybe the word chaya includes behema. Amalei answered a malach makra, because of your shaila, the Torah taka writes by shechting regular animals. Rak adam lo yisechelu, don't eat the dam. Why does the Torah say to go and tell you that it has a status like water? Just like when you have water on the floor, you don't have to go and be mechase it with offer. So this dam of a behema, you don't have to go and be mechase with offer. So Yaakov, you know, said if you have enough blood, maybe you can have 40 saw, you should be able to toivel in it. Why? Because of the fact that it's mayim. Omer Kroy says yichduch nocha pasik. Ach mayin uvor mikve mayim yeh tohor. So the pasik says ach, but don't think that you can toivel in blood. You have to have a mayin bor mikve mayim yeh tohor. That those are the types of things that you can do with mayim. Hani in minich rideloi a mayin a bor mikve mayim. Veidimor veheima. The ema hani milim utei shar mashkin liikrimayim avdam dikrimayim hochan ami. Maybe the pshat in the pasuk is mayin avor mikve mayin. Yeah, that's ulim utei other mashkois. For instance, wine. If you had a mikveh full of wine, you cannot go and toivel in that because it's shar mashkin. Apple juice, orange juice. It's got to be mayim. However, dam dikrimayim hochan ami. Maybe since we said al oritz shvchenu kamoyim, the dam is like mayim. Maybe it's not coming to exclude dam. Everything what's right miyutik sivi. Since it's two miyutim, what's the two miyutim? It says mayon mayim ubor mayim. Really doesn't say mayon mayim ubor mayim, but it says in the pasuk mayon uvor mikve mayim. So mayon itself means a mayon of mayim. Bor is a bor full of mayim. So therefore, we take the word mayim after the word mikveh, and it is modifying not only mikveh, but also mayim, mayim, bor mayim. Oh, so I have two miyutim, one miyut shar mashkois, and one miyut for dam. Freiti mora, emi idi v'idi lamuti shar mashkin, chalamuti zochlem, chalamuti mechunasim. Maybe dam you can use for tevila, and the two miyutim is one is to exclude the shar mashkin that accumulated in a mikveh, al yidei zochlem. Zochlem means that they were flowing, like flowing from a river. But here we're not talking about a river, because we're talking about, for instance, wine. So you have wine which is flowing on the ground and reached into a large bor or into a large mikveh. Oh, that the Torah excludes. And also mechunasim. Mechunasim means it didn't flow, but a person rather carried it, like a bayim shuvim type of situation, where you went and carried it in buckets and you poured it out into mechunasim, into a large bor. And therefore, maybe that's the mayim mayim to exclude shar mashkin, but not dam. It's more tlosim yudik siv yachadach dry. What are the three? Mayim mayim, bar mayim, mikvah mayim. The mayim is modifying all three. So the three miyutim, one comes to tell you, even if two of them come to tell you zochlin and mechunosin b'shar mashkin, one of them comes to tell you mayim v'loy dam. Okay, Tanur Rabban. The pasuk that talks about kiseh dam says ish ish etc. Asher yotzud tzeid chay. The pasuk's mashma only if you go out hunting and capturing and catching. When you capture a chayo or oif, then the din of kisei adam. What happens if they are already caught? For instance, in the case of oifos, you're going avos v'tarni goylem. You have geese and you have chickens. You don't have to go out hunting and capturing them. They are readily available at hand. So, in such a case, maybe there's no din of kisei adam. Tamaloyme, that's why the pasuk continues on. Hashiyotzud tzeid chaya. Could have said hashiyotzud chaya. The extra word tzeid, mikol mokim. Freddy Morgan came out, tamaloyme hashiyotzud. What does hashiyotzud come to tell you? So now, from here, until the bottom of the amid into the amid base, we're going to get off a little bit on a tangent into inyone agarata. That a person should not constantly eat meat, but only rather under such, shall I say, trying circumstances. Meaning, how did this person get hold of chayo or oif? He had to go and ambush it and plan it and capture it and hunt it and bring it and cage it and blah, 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 blah. So that takes a lot of effort and a lot of planning. Oh, that type of effort and planning, then you can go and eat meat. But don't eat meat every single day, again and again and again. See, look at the Rashi, El Bazman HaZoy. So Rashi is about three lines lower than our Gemara. Says Rashi, Ki'ilu Hutzad. Even if you have chickens and you have geese, etc., don't eat them on a daily basis. But rather, Bazman HaZoy, Ki'ilu Hutzad, as if you had to go and ambush them and capture them and hunt them. She'enim Uzamenezloi. Kaloyim Lo Yoichel Basa Todish Lo Ye'oni. So the concern over here is not that the person is going to become fat and he's going to have a problem with fat in his arteries, and then chas v'shalom he's going to get a stroke or other types of diseases, rachman al-san, but poshut, meat is costly, it's expensive. So they're just telling you, don't waste your money. What did they used to say? A penny saved is a penny earned. Don't waste your money on frivolous luxuries. Now we're going to quote a pasuk about Basar Taiva. Kiyarcha v'shem lekech as gevulcha. And the pasuk continues on. Kasher diperloch v'yamarta oich levasar. The kiyarcha v'shem lekech as gevulcha means that Gans Klal Yisrael is now expanding. They don't all live in the Midbar around the Mishkan. They don't all live in Yerushalayim. But you have Yidin living all over. And they're going to say v'yamarta oich levasar. Kisav nafshecha lesel basar. I want to eat a piece of meat. Yechbil dechesed. So the Loshon HaPosik is Kisa'av Nafshecha Kichol Avas Nafshecha. So the Posik continues on to say that in such a case you don't have to bring it for a carbon, but rather you can go and Shecht Chulin and eat it wherever you want, and that's called Basar Taiva. Now why is it called Basar Taiva? Kisa'av Nafshecha Lim the Torah Derecher Shlo Yechol Odom Basar El Leteyavoin. Don't go and eat meat because that's your daily staple. Only eat it when you really have that tremendous cheshik, that tremendous desire. But don't eat it as a matter of course every single day or every single night. because it's expensive. You don't want shelo ye'oni, like Rashi said. Similarly, I would think a person should go to the store, to the market, and go and buy meat. What does that mean? If you have bakar v'tzayin and you're desirous to have meat, don't go and buy meat, but use from pre-existing stock that you have. You have extra bakar, you have extra tzayin. Shecht from that, that'll obviously be cheaper than having to go out to the store and buy. Says Rashi, what happens if you only have one bakar left, only one steer, only one lamb? Should you go and shecht it? From among the flock that you have, but don't go and shecht the very last one. Person that only has a mana, which is a relatively small amount. Yikach lefasoi litra yerek. Rashi says lefasoi means loshen ilfis, which means for his pot. The Mesir Seshas and Ois Zayin says lelafsoi, which is also from loshen of ilfis. So if a person only has a mana, he should go and take for his pot litra yerek, a liter of yerek, of vegetables, and let him make a vegetable stew. Asar mana, if he's more wealthy, he has 10 mana, yikach lelafsoi, to his pot litra dogim, he should go and buy fish. Or grow fish. Chamisha mana, if he has 50, yikach lafsoi liter basa. Then, oh, now you got 50. That's five times as much as the previous category of 10 money. He has 50. Then you can eat basa. Meya mana, if the person is so wealthy, he's a multimillionaire, then yifsulo kedeira b'chol yayim. Yishvois, like kedeira b'chol yayim means that he can go and have a hot pot on the stove the whole day. In other words, eat whatever he wants, eat as much as he wants, because Baruch Hashem, the person can afford it. However, Einach Emes, what about those that cannot afford it? How frequently shall they have meat? Says he, Erev Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, they should always have the covered Shabbos. Even though we say Erev Shabbos means Friday, here in this connection, Erev Shabbos really means Leil Shabbos, Leil Shabbos, from Friday night to Friday night, meaning you should prepare meat for Shabbos and eat it midday Shabbos b'Shabbatai. Omerav, Tzvichan on Alochosh, the Divri Zaken. The Divri Zaken is Reb Elozer ben Azariah of the second line, that of the wide lines, where Reb Elozer ben Azariah said, if you only have a mana, buy Yerek, 10 mana, dogim, etc. Says Rav, we should listen to the Divri Zaken. Note that Reb Elozer ben Azariah was one of the wealthiest people in Klal Yisrael, like Gemara says in Masechtas Brochos. That's why he was appointed to be the Nasi, after there was the whole problem with Reb Yeshua and Reb Gamliel. Anyway, Sir Blozman Azari is telling us this message. Yes, I'm wealthy, but I don't waste my money. I don't waste my money. My father, Shechan Avruch, always used to tell the story of a Yid, Reb Chaim, trying to remember what Reb Chaim's family name was, who was a very well-known Groyser Oysher back in the Haim, back in, oh, Reb Chaim Finkelstein. Reb Chaim Finkelstein was known as, you know, the Rockefeller in his generation, or the Reichman in his generation. He was very, extremely wealthy. And in the trains in Europe, they have something called Erste Klasse and Zweite Klasse, which means first class and second class. Something similar to what we have in our planes, first class, business class, economy class. So someone caught Reb Chaim Finkelstein in Zweite Klasse, which means economy class. And he says, Reb Chaim, you are in economy class? After all, Reb Chaim, you know, Baruch Hashem. So Reb Chaim says, Du weißt, was ich bin in zweite Klasse. You know, I'm traveling second class. Fasse nicht du ka dritte Klasse. Because there's no third class. If it would be third class, you'd find me in third class. The wealthy people know, don't waste your money. That's how you make money. A penny saved is a penny earned. On Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, Abba. Abba is referring back to Rav of the previous line. Even though Rav said, don't eat so much meat because you can become poor, he said, Abba, Rav, Mishbachas Briyam Abba. They were very healthy. Abba going, oh no, we that are not so healthy, Mishiesh Lepruta B'tech Kisoy, Yeritzen El Chandani. We that are not so healthy, we should go and spend, even if our last dime, our last pruta, last penny, we should take it to the store and eat wholesomely. What's the reason why? Says Rashi, because if you're going to go and eat less than you need to, ultimately what's going to happen is Chas Hashem, you're going to be sick, or you're not going to be sufficiently healthy, you're not going to have sufficient nourishment, and Yitzdarach Lebriyos, you're going to have other people's support and good health in later times. So in other words, eat well now so that you should have koyach, not only short term but long term, so that you shouldn't have to with Chas Hashem be Yitzdarach Lebriyos. Umar Nachman, Kegoin Onu, Rashi says Onu, we are even a shvachre dor than the dor of Rabbi Yochanan. Not only should we spend our last pruta, but loyven va'oichlin, we should go and borrow money to be able to eat properly, so Chas Hashem we don't become undernourished. Okay, now the Gemara is going to quote two psukim back to back in Mishlei. First pasuk is Kivosim Lil Vushecha, Umachir Sode Atudim. Kivosim Lil Vushecha, says the Gemara, Migeis Kivosim Yehi Malbushcha. Instead of wasting money in buying sweaters or buying clothing, if you grow your own or you raise your own lambs or sheep, then you can go and use the shearings of that sheep to go and stitch together or weave together malbushim. Therefore, you save yourself money because you can make your own at home. Umachir soda atudim. Olam yimkar odam soda. People should go and sell their field. V'yikach atudim, and go and buy atudim artsoin, our sheep. What's the reason why? And don't go and sell the sheep and buy a field. Says the reason, says Rashi, the reason is because if you have sheep, then the sheep will supply you with milk, as well as you'll be able to go and cut off the wool and make begodim. So therefore, again, you're saving money. Don't go and buy the finished product. If you own the atudim, you can support yourself nicely on the milk, as well as on the clothing from your sheep. V'deichalev izim. What's the next pasuk? V'deichalev izim lelachmcha lelechem beisecha v'chayim lenaaroisecha. What does that mean? V'deichalev chalev izim. Daily odom sheisparnes machalev gidoyim utloim shemetrich beisai. Person should try to be mistapik mamut, to go and live on the milk of his gidoyim utloim, his young goats and young shepselach, as opposed to, says Rashi, don't go and shech them and eat them, but keep them long term so that they'll keep on supplying to you milk, as well as what we said before, as wool. So deichal of izim, go and be machshiv the cholov of the izim, and don't waste it by shechting the animals. Lelachmecha lelechem beisecha, says the Gemara, lachmecha koidim lelechem beisecha. First, make sure that you have the lechem before you're concerned about your children. Now, this is lehavdil, similar to what you hear if you're in an airplane. You always hear the announcement that if chas v'sholom is a problem with ear pressure in the cabin and you have to go and take your ear mask, so they say always put the ear mask on you first before you put it on your children. What's the reason for that? Although your rachmana says you want your children to have the ear mask, but if you put the ear mask on them first, you don't have sufficient ear for yourself, chas v'sholom, you're not going to be able to survive. So first make sure to put it on you. Now you have the koyach to go and help out others, including your children. Here, the same thing over here. If you want to have koyach to support your family, make sure that you eat well, l'lachmecha. So now when you're fully nourished, then you can go out and do labor, do work, do services. And mitzvah Hashem, you're going to make money, you'll be able to supply lechem beisach. And life, pushupshat, lanarisecha means for your young maidens, for your young girls at home. But the Gemara darshins the word lanarisecha like lina'arusecha, to na'arus, who means na'arus, to your youth, to your youngsters. Omar zut b'reid Rav Nachman, ten chaim lina'arusecha, bekalim b'ter derecher, shalei yilamid odom espanoi, boser v'yayin. So what the pasuk is telling you is, go and teach your children, dechalev izim, support yourself in terms of nourishment on the milk of your goats, lelachmecha for your lechem, lechem b'isechem for the lechem of your household, chayim narusecha, and bring chayim to your youth, to your family, to the young ones that don't understand, and explain to them not to waste waste their money on frivolous, luxurious pursuits like constantly having to feast on basar v'yayin. Rashi says the last Rashi, Ten Chaim Lanarusech, Lemnei Beischa, Lemad Darkechaim, Lehistapik, that they should be mistapik b'muat b'mezoynis kalim with lighter and cheaper foods, inexpensive foods, and not waste your money. Omer v'yechonam. Haroit shishis asher, if a person wants to become wealthy, yasik b'beim edaka, he should go and raise young schools and flocks of sheep. Taptoises notes that in the Gemara in Pesachim it says, oisik b'beim edaka, ein eroyes simen bracha. So here it's saying, you want to become wealthy, invest in and raise behemadaka. The other Gemara says, you're going to raise behemadaka, you don't see a simen bracha. Rabbeinu Tam says something which is very, very important. Hosam b'yishuv, umishim ayin hara. If you want to be successful in business, don't go and flaunt your wealth, don't go and show off, because unfortunately once people read about it and hear about it and see it, chalila v'chas, they could be an ayin hara. They used to say years and years ago, everybody knows that the Reichman family is extremely wealthy, and eventually, unfortunately, their major company, Olympia New York, had to go and declare bankruptcy, and they lost a lot of their money and a lot of their real estate. But the point is that shortly before Olympia New York became well known as a household word, they were unknowns. Nobody knew about them. Once, however, the names got into the papers, the Wall Street Journal and other papers and magazines wrote about them, oh, from that point on, Nebuchadnezzar was the Ayin Hara. From that point on, things went downhill. Okay. Omer of Chizah, Maydech Siva Ashrois Tzenecha. Rashi brings this in Chumash, Ashrois Tzenecha, Shemasha, Ashrois is Balein. If you own Tzoyin, it brings wealth to the owners. From Rabbi Yochanan, Kasa the Charshav, Le Kasa the Poishr. Rabbi Yochanan is now telling us an inyan of health, and he's saying, don't go and drink from lukewarm water, as we'll see in the Gemara shortly. We don't mean water that was heated up to a boil and then you let it cool off, but we mean water that you only boiled till it became lukewarm. Aha, says the Gemara, kasa de chashin, rather go and take a kois that was poured by machshefois. Machshefois means, as we know, those that do kitchif. That means people that do black magic, machshefa. But don't drink a kois from mayim poishrin. Says Rashi, Shiroim Heim Leguf, they're bad for the body. And the presumption is that they're bad for the body in a natural way, meaning that if it's lukewarm water, it might have in it various bacteria and germs and stuff like that. And therefore, don't drink it. But that's only in a metal container. This is not a problem in an earthenware container. Even in metal containers, is only a deloy shoribu tzivyim, that you didn't throw in it some spices. Of shoribu tzivyim, if you made a gantz soup out of it by putting in spices, less than bad, then it's okay. B'chiloy shoribu tzivyim namli amoren, when did we say there's a problem if there are no spices? El deloy tzoyetz. Tzoyetz means, says Rashi here, siach. It wasn't heated up and it didn't boil. Aval tzoyetz, once it boiled, less than bad, then even if it cools off, it's not a problem because the boiling killed whatever bacteria and germs that there may have been it. Vaitvam Rabbi Yochanan, Mishaniach Le'ovav Mois, the person who received a large inheritance from his father, Veroitzel Abdan, he wants to go and lose it as quickly as possible. So, says the Gemara Yilbash Klei Pishtan, what he should do is he should go and constantly wear the finest linen clothing, Vishtamish Belech Sukhuchzis, and he should go and use crystal glass, v'yiskor payalim, and he should go and hire workers, v'yeshvimon, and don't sit with them. In other words, don't sit on top of them to make sure that they're doing an honest day's worth work. Says Mar Yilboish Klei Pishtan b'kisna remisa. We're talking about special Roman linen, which was very, very expensive and very fine and could wear out very easily. Don't wear that because that means, you know, every month you'll have to have a new change of clothing. V'yishtamish b'lech schuchiz bezugisa chivrisa. That's referring to white gloss, which means like fancy crystal. Don't use that. And don't go and hire workers and don't sit with them. Specifically, we're talking about beturi, the nafish pseidai. Turi, says Rashi, means people that are drivers of shvarim. Shvarim means of oxen. And normally the purpose of driving those oxen was to go in the fields, for instance, in the vineyards and in the fields, for the people on the oxen to go and cut the vines in the vineyards or the grain in the fields. And if you hire workers, drivers that are not under supervision, they are going to be, they're not going to look at what they're doing. They're going to be texting whilst driving, or they're going to be talking on the cell phone whilst they're driving. And what's going to happen is that the shvarim are going to, unfortunately, get off the trail, and they're going to, number one, ruin the kerem, and number two, ruin their feet, because instead of their feet going on the regular earth, they're going to go onto the vines and onto the thorn bushes and this and that, the other thing. So if you're not careful and watching what your workers are doing, they are going to wear out and ruin the shvarim as well as ruin your fields. So the more vital. Sometimes it's the name of Ravami, sometimes the name of Ravasi. Ma'idichse voshtein posik. Vos der posik, a posik in Tillim. Toiv ish choinenu malve, yichalkel devore b'mishpat. What is this posik altogether? Now, the posik on the surface seems to be a little bit contradictory. Toiv ish choinenu malve. Well is the person, good is the person that choinenu malve, that's generous and that goes and lends to others. And conducts his affairs by mishpat with justice. Justice means within the normal requirements. So the first part of the pasuk sounds like he's being overly nice, and the second part of the pasuk says no, he keeps within his bounds, within his means, and he doesn't waste and frit away money. So therefore, it comes to tell you that when a person wants to eat and drink, he should go and spend less than the amount that he has. In other words, even though he can afford more, he should go and spend less. He should go, in accordance with his means, he should go and clothe himself so that he looks, he's not mavuyash, or as he says, yizbayish. Person shouldn't go and be a laughing stock. He walks in the street and people look at him as being, they're going to call him a nebish or nebuch. And he should even overexert himself or extend himself to go and make sure that his wife and his children are really well dressed. Why? Because they're dependent on him. And he's dependent on a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And therefore the presumption is that if he exerts himself for someone else in his family more than his yecholes, a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Mida Keneged Mida, will exert himself, Kavi Yochel, to help out this individual. Okay, so you can put two dots over here, and we go back now to Halacha. We are done now with Inyani Agarta. Dorosh Rav Ina, Apischa Lebeir Ish Galusha, Rav Ina Darshan the following. Hashoycha L'choylu B'Shabbos Chayv L'chaseis. Of course, you're not allowed to shecht on Shabbos. But if you shecht for a choyla mesukon, pikuach nefesh, oh, once you're shechting, chayv l'chasis. Person is nebuch deathly ill. The doctors say the only remedy is to give the person chicken soup. But I don't have any chicken soup. Go and shecht a chicken on Shabbos, pikuach nefesh, and then do kisi adam. Hazeyit gezoach tav ina. Omle Rabba. Rabba was quite upset. And Rabbi said, Eshtoyma ka'amar. Rashi says, Eshtoyma ka'amar, dover teimahu. This is something which is so hard to understand, so far-fetched. Ishlish metua la'amoyra minei. So Rashi has two pshatim. First pshat is a very strong pshat. Rashi says, Ishlish metua la'amoyra yechatchu es l'shoyna ish'omaba. Cut off the tongue of Ravena. This is a middle Rashi, right in the middle of the Amud. She go and cut off his tongue for saying something which is so ridiculous. Chas v'sholem, just because you have to do shechita doesn't mean you should be over the din of kisi adam. Kisi adam, although it's a big mitzvah, but on Shabbos, you have a problem of being chofer or choresh in the field by digging up the earth. And therefore, cut off his tongue. Or the second pshat of Rashi is, go and take away his amoira. Amoira was the interpreter or the Talmud that had a large, powerful voice, and he would go and repeat the shiurim for the masses, and he was called the Amoira, probably from Lashon Amira, and therefore go and take his Amoira away from him, so we shouldn't hear what he has to say. Now, how does Rabba know that what Rav Eina said is wrong? The Sanya of a Braisa. So the Braisa is fairly extensive, goes down to, or close to the bottom of the Amud, And we're only going to midayik one shtickle in the middle of the braisa to go and prove the point of Rabbah, that if someone shechs on Shabbos, no kisui hadam. What does it say in the braisa? Rabbi Yossi Oimer, kvi ein shoich nois b'yomtev. We're now quoting from our Mishnah. Don't shech the kvi on yomtev because the kvi is a safik chai, a safik behema. I don't know whether you do kisui hadam or not, so therefore don't shech. And if you did shech, ein mechasin es dam, don't be mechasin dam, because you're going to be over the iser of being choresh on Shabbos by digging up the earth to do the kisui hadam when it's not necessary. It's not necessary. You're allowed to shecht on yomtev because of oichel nefesh. Mechleches oichel nefesh is mutter on yomtev. But to go and dig up earth, you can only do it if you need to. If it's a chaya, if it's an oif. If it's a kvi, which means it's a suffik, behema, suffik, chaya, ein mechasin es dam, don't do kisei adam. And therefore, don't shech lechatchila, and if you did shech, don't do kisei. Says Rabbi Yossi, how do I know this? Mikal v'chaymer. Umadach mi lo shevado adoich ha-Shabbos. If you have a yingler whose eighth day falls out on Shabbos, he was born on Shabbos, eighth day is on Shabbos, avada the vada is doich ha-Shabbos. Ben ein tzveika doich ha-Yontif. If you're not sure whether this baby is a yontif bris or not a yontif bris, for instance, the baby is born ben ha-Shmoshes, so you don't know whether he was born on, for instance, it was Sunday night. You don't know whether it was Sunday or whether it was Monday. It was Ben Hashmoshes. So you cannot go and do the Mila on Yontif, even though it's a grace of mitzvah. Mila Vadai is Doicha Shabbos, but Sofik Mila is not Doicha Yontif. Kisui, She'ein Vadoi Doicha Shabbos. There's no Vadai Kisui, which is Doicha Shabbos. Now, let's stop here for one moment. When would you have a Kisui Adam in Shabbos? You can't do a Shechita in Shabbos. So therefore, the Gemara is going to assume, when we finish this braisa, that what this braisa is referring to is a shechita that you did need to do on Shabbos. For instance, in a case of bikuach nefesh, and we're saying in such a case, kisui she'en vadoi doich ha-Shabbos, even though you were allowed to go and do the shechita, it's vada, you're allowed to go and do the shechita, it's bikuach nefesh, but don't do kisui adam. Huh. If we were able to stop over here, that's the kasha that Rabbi is asking in Rabbi Yossi. You see that Shoichel Chol B'Shabbos is Potter Melechasois. Okay, we're going to get back to this in a minute, but first let's continue the brisa. Remember, Rabbi Yossi is trying to bring a raya that don't do Kisi Adam Mitzad Sofik on Yontif. He says Madach Mila, which Vada is Doich Shabbos. The Sofik is not Doich Yontif. Kisi Adam, which the Vada is not Doich Shabbos. And the din shetzveka doicha yontif, and the vada the sofik kisui is certainly not doicha yontif. That's why don't shecht a kvi on yontif, and if you did, don't cover it. This is the rai of Rabbi Yossi. Is omalai. So they responded on the side. It says omrulai. So the chacham said to Rabbi Yossi, no, I have a pirch on your kal v'chaymer. The pirch is tkiya shoifer b'gevulin toichiach. Tkiya shoifer outside the Beis Hamikdash is a proof that you're wrong. She'ein vado adoich ha-Shabbos. Shoifer b'gvulin, we don't allow people to go and blow Shabbos. Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah falls down on Shabbos, we don't do tkiya shoifer. The reason is because gzeir Hashem yavirenu arba amas b'shus rabim. You're going to go to a chocham to learn how to go and blow, and you're going to go and be over on chil Shabbos by carrying. She'ein vado adoich ha-Shabbos. Usveik adoich ha-Yontif, but the sofik is doich ha-Yontif. The Sofik is Doich Yontif. What does that mean? Sofik Tki Shoif is Doich Yontif. You're not sure when Yontif is? Madach, when you know for sure when Yontif is, you know do Tki Shoifer. If you're not sure whether it's Yontif or Choyl, a Chamadi, you should go and be able to do Tki Shoifer. What does this mean? Sveik Doich Yontif? We'll see Mietshem on the bottom of the Yomit. But anyway, so once again, Ein vaday doicha Shabbos, just like kisi adam is not doicha Shabbos, kia shoifer is not doicha Shabbos, but sveika is doicha yontif. So maybe the same thing applies to kisi adam. The sveika is doicha yontif. So this is the first pircha they asked on Rav Yossi. Now heisha beluza kapa berivi tshuva a second pircha. What's the second pircha? Mala mila shekin ainu neheges b'leiliyam toivim. Mila is not noig on yontif, meaning leiliyam toivim. It's not noig at night. Not noig, more tomorrow is going to ask, it's not noig any night for seps leiliyam taif. But it's not noig leiliyam taif. That's the reason why by Mila ain't sveikoi doichi yontif. Toim v'kisoi, shenoig leiliyam taif. Kisoi, however you do, leiliyam taif. In other words, if you shechted a chicken at night on yontif, right, the first night of yontif, for instance, go and do kisoi adam at night. Oh, so you see the kisoi is different than Shabbos. Shabbos is not noig b'leil yom tovim, but kisoi is noig b'leil yom tovim, and therefore maybe safek kisoi is doiche yontev. The Gemara asks two tshuvos, two perches on Rabbi Yosi's Kal v'chaim. Omer Rabbi Abba, ze echem and advarim she Omer Rabbi Chia, ein li aleim tshuva. Rabbi Chia said that the Kal v'chaimer that Rabbi Yosi made was the chayra so strong that I don't have an answer for it. I don't have a pircha. However, but we just had a blaza kapa. He asked a nice tshuva from the difference between mila and kisui. Anyway, we stopped. That's the end of the brisa. Let's go back to the beginning of the brisa. Remember, what's the reason why we brought this brisa in the first place? Because Ravina paskind that if a person shechted l'chol b'shabbos, he has to do kisui adam. K'toni mi, as it says at the beginning of the brisa, kisui she'en vadoi doiche shabbos. The vadai is not doiche Shabbos by kisui. Fakti my vadoi the kisui. To loy doiche Shabbos. What case is that? You'll never have kisui hadam on Shabbos bevadai. You're not allowed to go and shecht on Shabbos. So no din of kisui hadam on Shabbos. Lav l'choyle musmind of zong and stogmer ha-sheiche l'choyle b'Shabbos. So you see that if you shecht for a choyle on Shabbos, what's the din? Ein vadoi doiche Shabbos. You do not do kisui hadam, like as we say to do on the brisa. Yeah, go back to the brisa. Kav chayim amami l'shabedo doiche Shabbos. No, kisui shein vadoi doiche Shabbos. Oh, so you see that kisui hadam in a case of a choyle rachman litzlan, it's not doiche Shabbos, not like Rav Einon. So tomorrow was the raya, the dilma of the avar v'shochat. It's talking about a case where the person was over, either v'shoigig or amazed, who was. He went and checked it on Shabbos, and we're saying about that, in such a case, when he realized, oh, it's Shabbos, don't do kisui adam, having nothing to do with the din of shechting l'choyle b'Shabbos. You have no right to a choyle. Zok Yomorah, nein, it must be talking about a choyle, because dumi demila, ma mila berishos, just like Mila were talking about that he did it appropriately and properly on Shabbos, af kisui nava berishos, we're talking about also that he did it appropriately on Shabbos, which means that he was shaychet l'choyle. Because if you shecht for a bari, for a gezunta, whether you did it on purpose or whether you did it by accident, but wasn't berishus, you're not allowed to go and shecht for a bari. And musach that we're talking about a choyle is the haraya against Rabbi Yois, against Rav Eina. The Rabbeinu said that you do kisi adam by a choyle. No, you don't do a kisi adam on Shabbos by a choyle. Okay, let's continue on the brisa. So we finished the kasha that Rabba asked on Rav Eina. We're going to continue exploring the brisa a little bit more. Amrulai, tkiya shofar begvulun teichiach. Tkiya shofar outside of the Beis Hamikdash, that'll be a good hoichacha, that you're wrong. Shein vado adoiche Shabbos, the vadai tkiya shofar is not doiche Shabbos, like we said before, gzeir Hashem yavirene dal ramiz. Usveik is doiche yontif. Freitim on my sveik. What means the sofik tkiya shofar on yontif is doiche? What does that mean? I'm not sure whether Tuesday of next week is Rosh Hashanah or not. Maybe Rosh Hashanah is on Wednesday, not on Tuesday. So what's the din? The sveik is doichi yontif. Freitvar. If that's the shaila, my sveik, ilay misavik chol savik yontif, hash the vada yontif dachya. If I know for sure that Tuesday is Rosh Hashanah, then you can go and blow in Rosh Hashanah. Safik yontif, safik chol mi boya. If I'm not sure whether Tuesday is Rosh Hashanah, because Rosh Hashanah might only be on Wednesday, then of course you can go and blow. Because worse comes to worse, it's not yontif, so it's chayl, so you blow on chayl. Now worse comes to worse, it's yontif, so you blow on yontif. So what's the shayla? El safik isha, we're talking about a tumtum or androgynous. I'm not sure whether the person is an ish, it's a safik. Are you allowed to have that suffix? The tumpu androgynous go and blow on Rosh Hashanah, even though he happens to be a suffix. What's the reason why? Because of the fact that I see now that even though the vadai is not doicha yontif, but the suffix, or not doicha Shabbos, the suffix is doicha yontif because it's tumpu androgynous, who might be potter, might be an isha. Isha's potter from tkiya shofar. Why is she potter tkiya shofar? It's like any mitzvah cessation is man grammar. And therefore, that's why Tum Tum Androgynous is also potter. But nevertheless, we allow them to go and blow. So you see that even though Tkiya Shoiva B'Shabbos Vado'o is Asur, however, the Safik is Mutter. Mentioned to be continued tomorrow.